Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Times Morning Briefing on Tuesday, the 30th of April. The SNP is starting the search for a new leader after Hamza Yousaf announced his resignation as Scotland's First Minister. Mr. Yousaf was facing two votes of no confidence at Holyrood after terminating the power-sharing agreement with the Greens. Jim Sillars is a former deputy leader of the SNP. He's told Times Radio the party needs a fresh start under Kate Forbes.
She is well-liked by the public. Many people who don't agree with her on independence or in any other matter actually say they respect her because she's someone of character, integrity, and she's authentic.
Well, former SNP leader John Swinney says he's giving very careful consideration to running. Kathleen Nutts is political correspondent at The Herald. She says the SNP want this sorted sooner rather than later.
Given the prospect of a general election, you know, round the corner, even possibly as early as this summer, so I'd imagine they would want to get somebody in place quickly.
It's claimed more than half of the 5,700 people the Home Office wants to send to Rwanda can't be located ahead of the first flights. The Times has seen a document which says, while they've not necessarily absconded, they're not under restrictions which say they have to report their whereabouts. The Duchess of Edinburgh says everyone in Ukraine feels very intensely the human cost of war. Sophie's become the first member of the royal family to visit the country since Russia's invasion. We're told the Foreign Office asked her to go to show solidarity with people who've been impacted. Daniel Freed is an American diplomat. He's told Times Radio it's an important gesture.
The message is, you're not alone, we do stand with you. I think the Ukrainians will understand that this is a serious gesture. It will mean something to them.
New post-Brexit checks come into force today. Animal and plant products being imported into the UK from the EU will be inspected. David Hennigs, a former negotiator with the Department of International Trade, is told Times Radio there are concerns the cost of the checks could end up being passed on to customers.
That's not only the cost of the checks per se, but it's also there's likely to be an extra cost for of various bureaucracy around it, possible delays while the products are being checked in terms of transport. So it adds quite a bit of cost in that way. But essentially, these are checks that are routine in international trade, but not when we were part of the EU, to make sure that food coming into the country is safe.
The government says the fees will pay for world-class border facilities. The King will visit a cancer treatment centre later in what will be his first public-facing royal duty since he was diagnosed with the disease. Charles has been receiving care as an outpatient since early February. There's more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.